Here's our TSN hockey insider, Darren Dreger. Dregs, obviously the New York Rangers have put themselves in the spotlight over the last 48 hours with everything that happened a couple of nights ago, with the statement that came out yesterday directed towards George Parros and the league, and now they fire their president and GM. What should we make of this? What do you think the league is thinking right now about everything that's going on with an original six team and the biggest market in the league?
Well, I mean, it's bizarre. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, the National Hockey League was very frustrated with the New York Rangers. Most likely, James Dolan, the owner of the New York Rangers, when the statement was issued in response to the lack of supplemental discipline applied to Tom Wilson and the Washington Capitals. That was yesterday. Not much takes the NHL or catches the NHL by surprise. So I wouldn't at all be shocked if the commissioner's office knew that the front office changes were coming. Now, Rangers sources would have you to believe that the two are unrelated. And from Jeff Gordon's perspective as general manager, I buy it to a degree because another source who I've worked closely with over the years said that Dolan was letting management know as early as the weekend, this past weekend, that he wasn't happy with the season, that in his estimation, the New York Rangers underachieved. So, you know, that was then. This is now. How John Davidson got swept into it, I guess, as president. You know, he's in charge of the overall hockey operations department. So, again, the Rangers would have you disconnect between what happened with Tom Wilson on the ice, the statement that was issued, again, believe it came from the offices of ownership, to the firings today. I don't know how you can separate the two entirely. It feels like a pretty big stretch to me, simply because of the timing of it all, right? I mean, you're not that far away from the end of the regular season. Like, why not just wait and do it as most teams would traditionally do it at the end of the year? So as I started, I'm going to end. I mean, just bizarre all around coming out of New York.
It is. And I mean, that's the thing. Their last game is Saturday. I mean, you know, so they've got three games left. They play Saturday. You could have had all of these changes on Sunday or Monday, and you got the whole offseason to deal with. Where I was going to go, Dregs, we were talking about this earlier, and Hayes' joke that Tom Wilson has just left, what did you call it, a wake of chaos?
A wake of destruction. He's an agent of chaos is what he is. He's the Joker, basically.
But, you know, any rumblings or thoughts as to potential concerns about tonight's game, retribution, that type of stuff where the league may have opened themselves up to even a bigger storyline if something crazy happens tonight.
Right, and traditionally what happens and what has happened is, I believe it was Colin Campbell, there could have been other hockey ops representatives on the call. They would have talked to Brian McClellan of the Washington Capitals and Jeff Gordon prior to his firing to say, look, just play a hockey game here. We don't want any carryover from the other night. We do not want any form of retribution coming from the New York Rangers. If that happens, then you're going to face the consequences. So, in fact, Noodles, I don't think there was just one call. I think there were two calls. There was one yesterday and then a follow-up call today. And that's not unusual, right? You know, that's often the case. Colin Campbell will get on the blower. On occasion, Parros will call teams and just say, hey, you know, we need to just keep it between the lines. So the NHL most definitely, even prior to the statement, was sensitive to the possibility of there being retribution in a rematch, but they've warned both sides to keep it as clean as possible and just play the game.
With Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, there's a lot of connecting of the dots, some of them that may be legit, some of them that may not be. We're trying to get a read on James Dolan, which can be an impossibility.
But yeah, I guess, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark Messier has chimed in here, and this is a somewhat explosive comment from him. courtesy of Molly Walker, who's a reporter down in New York, asking Messier about the scenario a couple of days ago. And Messier said, quote, in my opinion, if you're going to win, you've got to be able to win in the street and the alley. I particularly would not have built the team that didn't have answers in this regard, end quote. So that would suggest calling out Gordon, Davidson, and as I'm trying to connect these dots, again, some of them real, some of them not, maybe Dolan felt that way. But if it feels that way, how do you issue a statement the way you did two nights ago or yesterday?
Right.
Where you're like, I hate violence and fire this guy and he needs to be banned for life. But then at the same time, maybe looking at your team and saying, I don't like the way we're built because a guy like Wilson can roll into our building and manhandle us the way he did. So yeah. How are we supposed to put all this together?
Well, you know, is Matt wrong? I'm not so sure he is. Although, you know, the role of the deterrent slash enforcer has basically disappeared over time. You know, I look at, you know, Wayne Simmons, you look at some other players who play a tough game and can fight when you need them to fight, but that's not their primary role. The New York Rangers don't have an answer for Tom Wilson, but I don't know that there is an answer for Tom Wilson when he loses, you know, his cool in the fashion that he did earlier this week. Already the speculation has drifted out there, even though a Rangers source confirmed that Chris Drury will be president and general manager on a permanent basis. You know, the rumor is already out there about, I wonder if Mark Messier is going to find his way into the New York Rangers hockey operations department in some fashion. So I hadn't heard or seen that quote, but as soon as you read it, Brian, I started to think to myself, I wonder if there's anything more to this. I don't know that there would be. Again, I double checked to make sure that Drury, in fact, is the president and GM, and I was told he is, and it's not an interim role, dual role. It is, it's permanent. So there may not be room for mess in that group.
Darren, if we went through Gary Bettman's call history for yesterday, who did he call and what did he have to say regarding this situation, obviously?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure, that he would have talked to Dolan, James Dolan. I'd be real surprised if he didn't. I mean, there are layering effects to this, right? Gary talks to the owners. Bill Daly, to some degree, spends a lot of time with the owners, but he also talks to team presidents and, on occasion, general managers. Colin Campbell most definitely would have talked to the general managers, but specific to Bettman, I'd be surprised, in fact, if he didn't have a conversation what's his name, Leonsis in Washington, and definitely after the statement by James Dolan, I'd be surprised if Bettman didn't reach out and they had an interesting conversation.
With Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider. Switching to the Leafs here, some news came out of their camp today. Nick Foligno, day-to-day, he will not play tomorrow, likely won't play Saturday, but I think day-to-day prognosis is good. I mean, that's a positive.
Yeah.
That means he should be back for game one of the playoffs. Riley Nash skating and Zach Hyman skating today. That would suggest the two of them should be prepared to go come game one. Again, I think that's a positive for the Leafs, but the Freddie Anderson news is what kind of sticks out here.
Yeah.
That he's going to be sent down on a conditioning stint with the Marlies, but he's going to play half the game tomorrow night.
Right.
Which, Noodles, that caught your ire as well. I mean, what would be the reasoning behind that? Like a half game?
A half a show tomorrow.
That's training camp.
That's what
it seems like. Training camp is, you know, split the goalies, get a little feel, get a little game day routine type of thing, but like not the whole game yet, not ready for that, just testing things out, kind of feeling like that happens in, you know, September when you've had the full off season. So that raises a red flag for me as to like how far along he is and really how close he may not be to playing in the playoffs.
Exactly right. I don't think that this is the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Toronto Marlies being cheeky and observing a bit of a training camp routine. I think it speaks more to Freddie's readiness and not overloading him. Although, you know, if the best you can do is a half game and you can't play a full game, then you can't be close to being ready for a Stanley Cup playoff game, right? Or even an NHL regular game, season game for that matter. So it's curious to be sure. I mean, the good news is that he is going to the Marlies at least to take some time to see how he feels. But this doesn't appear to be anything more than a simple test drive.
Yeah, and that, again, with the playoffs, you know, only a couple of weeks away, you could be in a playoff game where you could go to four overtimes. You know, you could face 75 shots. So you got to be prepared for that. And playing half a game in the minors would not suggest he's that close.
And just to climb on this one more thing, the verbiage kind of set a red flag to see how he feels. That was another thing. Like it was.
Yeah, like if he comes out of a half a game and doesn't feel good, he's done for the year. Like it's just done. Yeah,
that was the only thing that concerned me too. Is like, hey, he's not going down to get his wind. Like, you know, game time. Like, Sheldon could have said he's playing two games this weekend if they, you know, and he's going down to get his game timing back. He'll start a couple next week. It's like he's going to play a half a game to see how he feels.
Right.
Like that again, I know we just dissect every word and all of that, but that right away said, okay, well, let's see his level of comfort on this. It could not be good after tomorrow's game.
Yeah, and what are you proving in a half a game? That it feels okay, so then the next game you play the full game, or you jump back to the Maple Leafs and you play a full regular season game or two before the start of the postseason. I mean, that would be as good as it gets in terms of getting closer to perfect and having the Campbell Freddie Anderson 1-2 punch. But it just, again, it smells like nobody is convinced that his health, especially Freddie, isn't convinced that his health is at a point where he can play an NHL game. And I would say that is cause for concern, to be sure.
Well, we'll see what happens. Always great catching up with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Dregs.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider. Yeah, I think you're reviewing the wording appropriately there, Noodles. I mean, and the actions speak louder than words. I mean, you're going to the minors and you're going to play half a game and we'll see how it is when we're 2 weeks away from game one of the playoffs.
Right. So, like, I'm going on your scenario that last game on the 19th could be an afternoon game and the playoffs could start that night for the Canadian teams. That's probably the earliest that we're looking, but that's 2 weeks today.
Right.
So, you know, he's going to play a half game tomorrow. Maybe it goes well and he plays a full game on the weekend. I get it. I used to do that with my goalies early on in training camp, a couple half games, then a full game, and then another full game before you get into regular season. But that's regular season. Like, to me, he still needs to be involved in 3-4 real games before you're even looking at the playoffs.
At this point, if Jack Campbell's healthy, it would be an absolute shock if he's not playing game one.
Like game
one. Shock. But if he were to get injured, then you might have something you have to determine and decide. And ultimately, it comes back to Freddie Anderson and his comfort level and whether or not he can play, you know, how he feels, what he's willing to battle through. What he is battling, you know, these are all undetermined scenarios right now.